This is Troy. Can I help you?
Hey, Troy. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. So I received your online web registration here, and I wanted to kind of see if you had a few minutes to go over your files. Now a good time?
Yeah. Yep, I can get, I got a few minutes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can answer any questions and point you in the right direction.
Well, so in 2003, I started a company called TechNet LLC.
Okay.
2 years ago, that company got to where it was self-sufficient, and I was getting bored, so I decided I was going to start buying some other businesses. And in July of last year, I bought a pizza company franchise that's owned by TechNet. And then in March of this year, I bought a cheesesteak restaurant that's owned by TechNet. And then in September of this year, I opened up a second location for the cheesesteak business, again, all owned by TechNet. Along the way, I have, I guess the way to say it is, you know, if I needed 30 grand or 50 grand or something like that, I just went and got it. And I've been doing business with companies like Swift or OnDeck and Cabbage, that kind of thing. And while all the businesses are profitable, it's real hard to get money from one entity, an LLC, to another. And so I've got a cash flow drain taking place at TechNet. I want to restructure what I've got out there and, you know, gain my cash flow back, I guess, is what the goal is.
Okay.
To accomplish that, I'm looking to term out 3 to 5 years, you know, 200 grand, roughly, and then that's where I'm at, I guess.
Okay. So Technicorp owns all, it's the Philly cheesesteaks shops. You said, what was the other business you said?
It's called Rapid City Pizza Company. Pizza franchise called Limp Brothers Pizza. And
what's it called? Limp Brothers?
Yeah, L-I-N-T-Z Brothers Pizza.
L-I-N-T-Z Brothers Pizza. Okay, and so you have three entities under Technicorp, right?
Two of them, more accurate representation. So the way the structure works is TechNet Corp owns, I believe it's 65% of the pizza company. It's a majority shareholder, 60-70%, okay, something like that. And then TechNet Corp owns 45% of the cheesesteak business. Again, okay, it's a majority owner.
Okay.
The cheesesteak business is one LLC with two physical locations, meaning there's two restaurants in operations,
correct,
under that one LLC. So the way I see it is I've got four businesses going. And TechNet is funding all of that, I guess is the way to say it, or has funded all of it. So.
Okay. What is TechNet doing? What are your sales right now in TechNet?
We're always 500 to 650,000 this year. I'm thinking we'll just break the 500 range.
Okay.
So I don't think we'll... I don't think this year we'll hit the 600, 650 range. We're going to be in the 500 range. Election years have always had an impact on us.
Yeah, we've noticed that too in our business.
Lot, but, I mean, computer repairs and computer sales is what TechNet does.
Okay.
But for some reason, I don't know, I guess the company's residential commercial customers put that stuff off in election years. So they didn't get a hold of.
Yeah. Okay, so you're looking just to take out, you said, do you have any working capital loans out right now?
Well, you know, I got lots of different scenarios. Like, so I wanted to go buy Philly Tez. I needed $40,000. So I just went to Cabbage and borrowed $40,000. That's great. They give you the money, no problem. But the turnaround times on repayment is really aggressive.
And right.
Like, Cabbage cost me, you know, $6,500 a month out of my cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a $35,000 loan kind of thing, you know?
Yep.
So there's sort of like a cycle that's developed, and that is because my local banks, which I do have lines of credit with, you know, I've got $80,000 worth of lines of credit with them, and that's great, but they're really slow at getting anything done. And, you know, when I'm needing to pull some together, I'm jumping online and looking for a solution. And I guess in my mind, it's about growth and adding assets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of sort of sacrificed TechNet's cash flow, I think, maybe a little too aggressively.
Did you take out those loans under Technicorp? Are they under, yeah, like, the Philly cheesesteak location or the pizza location? Or what business are those loans under?
They're all under TechNet.
Okay, they're all under TechNet. How many do you have out with TechNet?
Cabbage, On Deck, Great Western Bank, U.S. Bank.
Well, I'm talking just working capital. So yep, the Cabbage and On Deck. So how much do you owe left with Cabbage?
I would assume payoffs are right around $33,000, somewhere in there.
Okay. And what is your payment? You said it's a weekly payment?
It's a weekly payment. It's like that one's monthly. It's right around $6,500 a month.
$500 a month. Okay. And then your On Deck payment, what's that? What's the balance?
$20,000, $19,000, somewhere in there. That's right around $850 a week that they take.
$850 a week. Okay.
Then there's U.S. Bank, which is just a couple of credit card accounts, $30,000 there. Okay. Then there's Great Western Bank, $60,000 there.
Great Western. 60K, is that credit cards?
Those are traditional lines of credit.
Lines of credit. So are they maxed out?
They are, yeah.
Okay. The when you said you had an 80K line of credit, is that through another bank? Or is that Great Western?
That's Great Western, but 20 of that 80 goes to the pizza company. So
got it. Okay.
I mean, all the same because of me, but separate company you're in.
Okay. How old are your Philly cheesesteak locations?
The one that I bought has been in existence for 13 years.
Okay. And what type of sales is that one doing?
You know, figure somewhere around $750,000 a year.
Okay.
Of course, I'm only going to show revenue from March 1st now. But I opened the second location for the Philly Tez cheesesteaks on September 1st. And we've already done $210,000 since September 1st at that location.
Nice. Okay. And then has that been around, or is that a brand new location?
That's a brand new location.
Okay, brand new. What about the pizza location? Is that, did you buy that like it was currently running and you just bought it out, or did you open it from scratch?
I opened it from scratch.
Okay. And how long has that been in existence?
We opened July 1st, 2015. So December would be a year and a half, I guess.
Okay, and what did the pizza place do in sales last year? Well, what are you on track to do this year? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're on track to do about 700 this year.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you got some good businesses here bringing in some good cash flow. Also sounds like you've in a bit of a runt there with the whole cabbage on deck and, you know, all your debt to income ratio is a little high.
It is a little bit high when you look at just TechNet, but when you consider that funding of everything is related to TechNet, it's actually really low. But
yeah,
that's the tough the way I structured this, and I didn't realize it at the time. Creating a separate LLC served my needs to become a majority owner of these other entities, right? But because I'm just the majority owner, I'm not the sole owner, I didn't anticipate how difficult it would be to take money back, you know? Mm-hmm. If I would have done all these as, you know, direct subsidiaries of one LLC, then money would just be interchangeable, and I would have, TechNet would have full access to the, you know, $1.7 million or whatever revenue that's coming from the other entities. And I should have done it that way, but I was a little bit, in my mind, I was being a little bit conservative, sort of reducing my risk by bringing on some partners. And I think I was successful in that, but, you know, the downside is I've got majority shareholders, majority shares on those entities, but I can't, I have to loan money to one and then pay it back, you know, and stuff like that. And it's not like where all the revenue is shared together in one big pot. So I learned some lessons doing this. going forward, everything just needs to be owned by TechNet because it's funding everything. But,
yeah. Is there, have you thought about maybe switching? Can you switch it over? Give it full control? Or did you bring on the investors and you can't, like, buy them out? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to buy them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything's cool, but with the cash flow situation at TechNet, the way it is, there's not really enough, you know, cash flow, free cash flow to set money aside for a buyout.
Yeah, this sounds like a very complicated situation here because of TechNet only owning a certain percentage of each business. I've never dealt with anything like this personally, so I would kind of just go over the underwriter, give them all the info and the breakdown, and see if there's anything we can do for you. I mean, I don't want to waste your time. So let me, what I would do is let me have a meeting with the underwriter, kind of go over your situation, what's going on, what you would like to accomplish, and see if there's even a possibility here.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll get back to you probably in the afternoon tomorrow and let you know if it's even worth it to send you the application or not.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds good. So just to recap, TechNet owns 45% of each of the Philly cheesesteak locations, right? And then owns 65% of the pizza location, but they're all under TechNet Corp, right? So your Cabbage loan, your On Deck loan, U.S. Bank, and Great Western, all those are under TechNet Corp, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And I got $33,000 balance with Cabbage, $20,000 with On Deck, $30,000 in credit cards with U.S. Bank, and $60,000 in the line of credit with Great Western.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's what I need to know. What we're shooting for is $250,000 on a 3 to 5 year term.
Yeah. What I want to do with, if you add up all those numbers, what you get is somewhere around 100, I think. And so what I want to do with the remaining balance is I want to restructure a couple of other things within the company. Like company vehicles, I'd like to get those restructured. So that way, like right now I got a pickup truck that's termed out over 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it that way because cash flow that's going out to cabbage, for example. Well, if I can restructure based on 3 years, let's say 200, that improves my cash flow dramatically. So I would want to pay off the truck and pay that off in 3 years, instead of letting it go a whole 7 years. So
okay.
That's why I'm looking for around 200. And I want to be able to see that I'm improving my cash flow, but know that in about five years max, that I'm going to be free and clear of everything. Once I accomplish that, then I think I can cash flow everything else that I need to do between all three of these businesses, because the other ones, for the most part, they do pretty good. You know, there's the occasional hiccup where, you know, something comes up and I got to deal with it, but they're running pretty good. So
right. Okay. Well, let me see what I can do, Troy. Let me talk to the underwriter here, and then I will get back to you on that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.